Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani. My name is Avram Goldari, and today we're in Maseches Erevin Daf Nun Tes. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur with a pop quiz at the end. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in general, the Rabbanim were concerned that in public towns, if one shittuv permitted caring in the entire town, then people, particularly the children, might come to think that caring in any public domain is permitted, forgetting there was a shittuv. To prevent forgetting about the prohibition of caring, they mandated that one section of the city is not included in the shittuv, so that caring will be forbidden between the town and the excluded area. So with that background, the next Mishnah states, Ir shel yachid v'nasa shel rabim, if a private town became public, ma'arvin es kula, we may join the entire town in one era, v'shel rabim v'nasa shel yachid, but if a public town became private, ein ma'arvin es kula, we may not join the entire town in one era, unless one set outside the era of an area that is equivalent in size to the town of Chadasha in Yehuda, which has 50 inhabitants, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says that it's sufficient to set aside three chetzeros containing at least two dwellings each. Rashi explains that in the case of a public city that became private, there's concern that the city will become public again and joined in one shittuv, and people come to forget about the prohibition of caring. Point number two is taught in the Braisa that if a private town became public and Rishus of Rabbim passes through the middle of the town, or kor mekan v'kor mekan. One place is either a lechi at both ends or a kor at both ends, but nosim nosim be'emsa, and then one may carry in the street in between them. The Gemara asks who the Tana of the Braisa is, and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua answers that it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that a reshus of rabbin that has two walls is a reshus yachid, which can be adjusted with either two lechis or two koras. And point number three, Rav Ami Bar Ada of Harpana asked Rabba, Sua mekan v'pesach mekan mahu. If a public town had a ladder at one end of the thoroughfare that enabled people to walk over the wall and a regular entrance at the other, what is the law? Do we consider the thoroughfare as if it had two entrances and therefore one section of the city must be left out of the shittuv? Or is it considered a town with one entrance and the entire town is included in the shittuv? Rabba said in the name of Rab, Suam Toras Pesach Rab. The ladder has the status of an entrance, thereby prohibiting one shittuv from the entire town. Rav Nachman said that Rabba misunderstood Rab, and the Ravada said in the name of Rab, Suam Toras Pesach Rab, Toras Mechitza Rab. A ladder has the status of an entrance and of a mechitza. It has the status of mechitza, so it doesn't cancel the town's wall, thereby permitting one shittuv for the entire town. It's considered a pesach, an entrance, when it's between two chatzeros, giving the residents the choice to either make an erev between themselves or to make two separate erevim. So once again, the three points are, number one, in general, the Rabbanim were concerned that in public towns, if one shittuv permitted caring in the entire town, then people, particularly the children, might come to think that caring in any public domain is permitted, forgetting that there was a shittuv. To prevent forgetting about the prohibition of caring, they mandated that one section of the city is not included in the shittuv, so that caring will be forbidden between the town and the excluded area. So with this background, the next Mishnah states, Ir shel yachid v'nasa shel rabim, if a private town became public, ma'arvin es kula, we may join the entire town in one erev, shel rabim v'nasa shel yachid, but if a public town became private, ein ma'arvin es kula, we may not join the entire town in one erev, unless one set aside outside the erev, an erev that is equivalent in size to the town of Chadash in Yehuda, which has 50 inhabitants, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says it's sufficient to set aside three chetzeros containing at least two dwellings each. Rashi explains that in a case of a public city that became private, there's concern that the city will become public again and join in one shittuv, and people will come to forget about the prohibition of caring. Point number two is taught in a braisa that if a private town became public and a reshus rabbim passes through the middle of the town, or kor mekan, one places either a lechi at both ends or a kor at both ends, v'nosim v'nosim be'emsa, and then one may carry in the street in between them. The Gemara asks who the Tana of the Braisa is, and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua answers that it's Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a reshus rabim that has two walls is a reshus yachid, which can be adjusted with either two lechis or two koras. And point number three, Rav Ami Bar Adav Harpana asks Rabba, Sum Makan v'pesa Makan Mahu, if a public town had a ladder at one end of the thoroughfares that enabled people to walk over the wall and a regular entrance at the other, what's the law? Do we consider the thoroughfares as if it has two entrances and therefore one section of the city must be left out of the shittuv? Or is it considered a town with one entrance and the entire town is included in the shittuv? Rava said in the name of Rav, Suam Toras Pesach Rav, the ladder has the status of an entrance, thereby prohibiting one shittuv for the entire town. Rav Nachman said that Rava misunderstood Rav, and the Rava Ada said in the name of Rav, Suam Toras Pesach Rav, Toras Mechitza Rav. A ladder has the status of an entrance and of a mechitza. It has the status of a mechitza so it doesn't cancel the town's wall, thereby permitting one shituf for the entire town. It's considered an entrance when it's between two chatzeros, giving the residents the choice to either make an erev between themselves or to make two separate erevin. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Nun Tes, and this siman was suggested to us by Eitan Gavrin in the Choose the Siman contest, and the siman is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The two knights jousting in the private city that had turned public raced from opposite ends of the Rishas Rabbim running through the middle of it that had two lechis, while the locals sat on ladders by the walls to watch. Once again in slow motion. The two knights, that must be on Daf Nun Tes. The two knights jousting in the private city that had turned public, which reminds us that a public city that had turned private must leave an area outside of the shittim so that people will not come to forget about caring in the event that the city in the future goes back to being public. So the two knights jousting in the private city that had turned public raced from opposite ends of the Rishus Rabbim running through the middle of it that had two lechis, which reminds us that the Tana of the Brisa that holds that a private town that had become public and had a Rishus Rabbim going through the middle of it may adjust it with lechis or koras at either end. That Tana was Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Rishus Rabbim that has two walls is a Rishus Yachid, which may be adjusted with lechis or koras. So the two knights jousting in the private city that had turned public raced from opposite ends of the Rishus Rabbim running through the middle of it that had two lechis, while the local settling ladders by the walls to watch. Which reminds us that Rav Nachman clarified that Rav holds that a ladder that is by the wall of a thoroughfare has the status of a mechitza so as not to cancel the town's wall, and therefore carrying in the entire town is permitted with one shituf. On the other hand, a ladder between two chetzeros has the status of a pesach, an entranceway, giving the residents of those two chetzeros the choice to make one erev between them or separate erevin. So once again, the two knights jousting in the private city that had turned public raced from opposite ends of the Rishus Rabbim running through the middle of it that had two lechis, while the locals sat on ladders by the walls to watch. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions, plus the bonus questions of Maseches, Brachos, and Shabbos. Number one, which daf do you learn Ein Torah Nignis El B'Simanim? That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number two, which daf do we have three different pshatim for the Pasuk Lo B'Shamayim? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that according to Rav, a ladder can have the status of both a mechitza and a pesach, an entranceway, depending on the situation? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number four, which daf do you learn that the source of a karpuf comes from the Ari Levim? That's on Daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number five, which daf do you learn that a public town that became private needs to leave an area outside that is not part of the shituf? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number six, which daf do you learn that the way to retain one's learning is to be orderly in your grasp of material and to verbalize it? That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number seven, which daf do you learn a private town that became public that has a Rishus Rabbim in the middle can adjust it with two lechis or two koras according to Rabbi Yehuda? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good. Number eight, which daf do you learn that one does not measure the distance of steep inclines in the Tchum measurement? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. Number nine, which daf do you learn that one does not measure the distance of steep inclines in the Tchum measurement? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good. And number 10, which daf do you learn how Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya lost his verbal encounter with the young boy at the fork of the road? That's on Daf Nun Gimel. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do you learn that Har Sinai has five names? That's on Daf Peites and Shavas. Good. Number two, which daf do you learn about tying a knot on a son's arm who is yearning for his father? That's on Daf Samach Vav and Shavas. Good. And number three, which daf do we have a question whether the dead are aware of what's happening in Olam Hazeh? That's on Daf Yud Ches and Brachas. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.